Hello and welcome in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Carl Nathie, and I'm your host for this afternoon's action. We'll have the play-by-play with Greg Stottlemyre and Mina Todd coming up. Big ball game is next, about 15 minutes from right now. It's going to feature Owensboro against Henderson County. More on those teams and with the coaches. Greg will have the pregame interviews in just a moment. This is the 2024 Mingy V Turkey Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Championship Tournament, put on by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. And a fine matchup we have in this game, but so far, just to update you, now in the quarterfinals after a victory this morning, Bethlehem 56, Pikeville 49. Bethlehem joins Franklin County, Butler, McCracken County, and Bowling Green in Friday's semifinals. Owensboro and Henderson County, an interesting story. Jansen Locker, the coach for the Region 3 champion Owensboro team, for the Henderson County Lady Colonels, a changing of the guard, if you will. The new head coach this year, after 2 years at Davis County High School, is Stephen Hale. And Hale sounds like the last name. Well, Jeff Hale coached better than 30 years at Henderson County and was very successful bringing his team to the state tournament many, many times. As I said, Greg Stottlemyre and Mina Todd will have the call, and we will bring you back to Rupp Arena with those pregame interviews. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Stephen Hale is the head coach of Henderson County. You had a big loss and an injury in the regional tournament to Gibson. And how are you going to deal with it? Because I understand she's not going to play.
Well, you know, luckily we've got, you know, one of the best six women in the state, in my opinion. Anna Kemp's played a lot of minutes for the Lady Colonels. She played last year in a Final Four run, and she was hurt for us about the first month and a half this year. Is kind of why she's been coming off the bench, and she's kind of, you know, she's been really good in that role for us, so we just kind of left her there. So, you know, we're going to ask her to step in Brooklyn's absence today.
Well, she knows about state tournaments. Pretty good softball player.
Right. She's not scared of the moment. You know, pitched in the state championship game last year, been on the Rupp Arena floor for three games last year, played pretty good minutes in those games. So her and Brooklyn are pretty much the only two kids on this team that played in last year's tournament. The rest of them were maybe at the end of the game off the bench, but, you know, those two had pretty good experience. So Anna coming in for her, you know,
We're lucky to have somebody like that.
You know, Brooklyn Gibson, when she banged that knee, it's really unfortunate that she can't play on the biggest stage. But you said the good news is no ACL.
Right, yeah, no ACL. She just, dislocated her kneecap a little bit. Probably be a 4 to 8 week thing, just depending on rehab. So, really after we knew she was most likely out, it's probably best case scenario for her that wasn't going to keep her out most of the summer and anything next year. So, it stinks for her, but luckily she's a sophomore, and hopefully she'll have a couple more chances at it.
You've had head coaching experience, but now you take over for your dad, 821 wins, second most all-time in the state. What did you learn from him, A, and then B, how are you a little bit different as a coach?
Well, we just learned how to run a program and, how to keep kids accountable. And really just things like that. Some things offensively and defensively I may do a little bit differently than he did, X's and O's on the court. But, as far as how what we expect out of our kids and how we run the program, that's more than anything what I took from him. And then also Coach Gibson, who helped us for a long time.
Do you think it's going to be more nerves for your dad watching you coach or being on the bench himself?
I don't know. I called him this morning, and he didn't seem as uptight as he was usually when he was coaching state tournaments. So I don't know. He usually was pretty wound up around this time of year.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. That's Stephen Hale with Henderson County. We'll hear from Jansen Locker of Owensboro next here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pumpin' Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pumpin' Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pumpin' Shop. Return. Refresh. Refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Owensboro, coached by Jansen Locker. Tough schedule for you guys. You played five Sweet 16 teams, and after a one-point loss to Owensboro Catholic in the district final, you get the 7-point win in the regional finals and break that 32-year curse of not making it here.
Yeah, it was really exciting for us for that. But, excited to be here. But, we got the monkey off our back of, getting rid of that powerhouse, Owensboro Catholic. They're a great program. We respect them. But, getting that kind of off our back and then being able to be here at the state tournament, we're excited to be here. But, we're expecting to try to make a run here. So we know that every team here is good. It's going to take a lot. But we're excited to be here, take on Henderson County that we know a lot about. They know a lot about us. So look forward to a good game.
You lost them by 8 in late January, but they're going to be without Brooklyn Gibson today due to the knee injury, and she had 17 against you and shot the ball well. How do you think that changes the game? I know they've got Anna Kemp, who has experience that they can bring in.
Yeah, you know, I think that's going to be hard for them. We were also without Illyrica Hughes that game, who's one of our leading players too. So, you know, I think you're going to have two teams that are going to look a little bit different than it did in late January, but you know, they play so hard, they play well defensively. You know, they got girls that aren't going to be afraid of the moment. So we just have to make sure that we keep them in front of us, rebound the basketball, do the things that got us here, and I think that we'll take care of that.
We've got some subplots here. You got a niece that plays for the other team, and then you've got your star in Shaylin Sprinkles, who played in two Sweet 16s for today's opposition.
Yeah. She, you know, the first time we played Henderson, man, she really wanted to beat him really bad, and you know, she kind of tried to do it all herself. And I think doing that and seeing how the game went today, it's going to be more of a team thing, and she's going to let the game come to her. You know, it's more today about just beating the opponent, not necessarily just beating Henderson County. And then, you know, having my niece on the other team is great. You know, she's part of a great program over there, and she's loved every second of it. But, you know, the family's here to support. They're supporting her. They're supporting me. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we love each other. And, you know, whoever wins is going to congratulate the other one and go on about their business. So a lot of excitement for that today and a lot of subplots. But at the end of the day, it's just two good teams that are going to battle for, you know, a spot in the next round.
Avoid fouls, take care of the basketball. Are those two of the big keys?
Oh, definitely. You know, if you want to play in these games, you know, you can't get yourself in foul trouble, especially early. So play good defense without fouling, and just got to really rebound the basketball. And then whenever we have the ball, take care of it. The team that takes care of the basketball is going to put themselves in a position to win the game at the end. And, you know, hopefully that's ours.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Jansen Locker, head coach of Owensboro. More after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's stuffrecycling.com.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, return, refresh, refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Greg Stottlemyre, Mina Todd, welcome you to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky for the sixth opening round game of this state tournament, the 2024 version, Mingy Beef Jerky, KHSAA Girls Sweet 16. Here are the Clark's Pumpin' Shop starting lineups.
First of all, for the Colonels, the Lady Colonels of Henderson County, they will start at one guard, Adelin Gish, 5'4", sophomore, averaging 8.2 points a game, but 10 and 7.7 rebounds to lead them in the regional tournament. Also at guard will be Shia Kanzler. She comes in at 5.4 a game. She's a 5'5 junior. Talia Green is a guard, third leading scorer and rebounder, 11.3, 4.6, 5'7 sophomore. And the two forwards are Anna Kemp slotting in for the injured Brooklyn Gibson. Kemp averaging 5.3 points, or 53% from the field, second on the team, 4.7 points. Great softball pitcher. And also at forward, their second leading scorer, leading rebounder, the 5'9 junior, Allison Rideout. So again, Gish, Kemp, Rideout, Kanzler, and Green go for Henderson County. At Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineup for the Lady Devils of Owensboro. At point guard will be Unique Carter Swanigan. She has averaging 8.7 a game, 5'3 sophomore guard. The shooting guard is Shaylin Sprinkles, who played the last 2 years for Henderson County, was in the state tournament for the Lady Colonels the last 2 years, now over at Owensboro, 14.4 average to lead the team for the 5'3.5 junior. Also in the lineup today will be at guard Alerica Hughes, second leading scorer and rebounder, 5'6.5 senior guard. Abby Sharp slots in at a guard, 5'7 sophomore, averaging 4.7 a game. And they will have one forward in their lineup as well. Actually, we'll call her a center, and that is Elena John, 5'8.5 junior, 9.9 points a game, third on the team, leading rebounder at 5.7. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. Turn it over to my partner, Maida Todd, for that.
Well, Greg, I'm telling you, this is going to be a great game. Owensboro, the keys for them tonight are going to be they have to stay out of foul trouble while playing great defense. They got to limit their turnovers, execute that offense without turning the ball over, getting good looks at the basket. And they must own the boards, utilize some of that height that they have, the little bit of height advantage they have over Henderson County. For the Lady Colonels of Henderson County, they got to keep the pressure on. They're a scrappy team. They got to play defense from tip-off to the end of the game. They want to also limit their turnovers, get good shots on the offensive end, and crash the boards.
That's our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast. We'll name them. Darryl Wilson, the referee. The umpires are Madison Jones and Daniel Grigsby. The alternate is Quentin Horton. And away we go here at Rupp Arena. The Lady Devils in the white uniforms with red and black trim. The maroon with gray and white trim for the visitors on the scoreboard. And that will be Henderson County. Owensboro 21-11. They've won three in a row. Actually lost their district final and then knocked off the reigning champs Owensboro Catholic 61-54 after losing by one in the district title game, where you still advance if you're the runner-up. Henderson County, they've won five in a row, and they've been to Sweet 16 six in a row, won their opening round against Simon Kenton last year by two and then lost by four to Mercy in the quarterfinals. Winner of this one, we'll get the winner of the game later tonight. The last game of the opening round, Cooper and Danville Christian. Alerica Hughes will tip it up for Owensboro. Henderson County will ask Talia Green to do it. And a double tap there legally. And it'll be forecourt for the Red Devils. They know themselves as the Lady Devils, though. Of course, the men's team has been here a ton over the years. Angling left is Sprinkles, who played the last 2 years for the opposition. Over to the right flat, and the three goes down right out of the gate for Elena John, a 25% shooter. The Lady Devils lead 3-0. Drive to the goal, missed the layup, but the reason why she was fouled as Adeline Gish saw an avenue down the blue paint. Right out of the gate.
Great job by Helena John to knock down that 15-footer to open the game for Owensboro. And great penetration. Strong move by Addie Gish to get herself to the free throw line.
Foul called on John, who just hit the three moments ago. First foul shot back of the 18-inch diameter, no good. And one more for Gish, 76% foul shooter on the Region 3 tournament team. Did not score in the opening round last year in this tournament. Had 9 in the quarterfinal loss. Got the second. 3-1 Owensboro. They'll come across the timeline. Pass to John at the foul line. Now through 2 to the top of the key. Carter Swanigan lets it fly. Won't go. Kicks corner. Long kicking rebound by her teammate Sprinkles. And now the Lady Devils will reset in the first minute of this opening round game here. Glad you're along with us, the 2024 Mickey Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16, 63rd edition. Good feed inside. It looked like it was going to be an easy layup for Helena John, but a good slap down there by Anna Kim to tip it out of bounds.
Great hands on defense. Henderson has opened up with a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press back to a 2-3.
Bring it in to John. John's got it back from her teammate Sapp. John will wheel it up top to the point guard. Unique. Carter Swanigan, wiry little point guard, hands it off top of the key, back to the basket. John drives one, skipped away, stole it. Teammate got the hand on the ball and right out with the steal. Right out gets it off to Gish, tipped away, still in backcourt. Count on her. She gets it across the dividing line just in time to Kemp. Kemp, but fire, bank and score for Anna Kemp.
Just what Coach Hale wants out of Kemp, replacing the injured Brooklyn Gibson.
And a foul in backcourt. Gish going for the steal and undercut the guard. And so a foul.
There's that scrappy defense. But fouling negates hustle. You want to try not to foul.
First foul going up on Gish. 3-3, 16-22 to go. 6-22 to go in the first 8 minutes here. Between two teams, simultaneous, their regions join in Region 3 and Region 2 just down the Ohio River. 3 for Carter Swanigan. Just pushed it up there straight away and hit it.
What a great shot. And they're leaving her. They're giving her that shot. And that she made them pay.
Both points have been three-pointers by John and Carter Swanigan. And on the pass up to the half-court line, Talia Green was on the sideline. Turnover on the full-court pressure by Owensboro. 6-3. And the Lady Devils have it back with the ball here at 55-58. Walking dribble, Carter Swanigan goes right side to Hughes. Drive to the goal, put it up and in. 8-3 Owensboro.
What a strong move by Hughes. She just attacked the basket.
She has started since eighth grade on this team. The engine to the team. As we near the 5.5-minute mark to the opening stands, Owensboro. 8-3 lead. Working right side is Green, their third leading scorer. Throw it down low to right out. Now into the near side corner. Three ball will not fall on the miss. Would not fall for Kanzler. But an offensive rebound. And then on the clear out, thrown away. Ball scrambled. Picked up by a Lady Devil. And we've got a jump ball.
Yeah, Rideout did a great job for Henderson County. Not coming over the back. Is able to get that offensive rebound to give Henderson an extra possession.
5:15 to go. First quarter. 8-3. Owensboro, the battles out of teams out of the northwest part of the Commonwealth. High left, catch, Green, drive, foul line, top half, 17-footer straight away, swish.
Great shot, Natalia Green.
She leads all time in steals at Henderson County with 129 this season, old record 127. Drive to the goal, missed the layup, upset with herself that it wouldn't go. Was Carter Swanigan? No, instead it was John the other way in transition. No, as they worked right to left but drew the foul after the miss on the other end by Helena John. It'll be a two-shot foul coming. Good transition there. And to the line will go Natalia Green. She loves to attack the paint. We saw it in transition as she hits the first foul shot.
Yeah, that was a strong take. That was almost coast to coast that time.
One more here for Green. 57% foul shooter. Missed the second. Skying high for the rebound is Hughes. Owensboro leads Henderson County 8-6. First time in 32 years the Lady Devils have touched the court in the Sweet 16. High right, Hughes. Back up to the point guard, Carter Swanigan runs the show. Over near side, Abby Sapp.
Back top of the key, shaded right, Sprinkles. Sprinkles, crossover dribble, into the lane, fire on the run, in and out. That was down on the well, came out. Kemp the rebound. Kemp outlets to Gish. Gish across the timeline on a dribble drive move, got inside, no-look pass, and went right through the legs of the intended receiver, right out, Croquet there. And it'll go out of bounds on a turnover by Henderson County.
That was great hustle by both teams, especially for by Owensboro to get back on defense. Force a turnover.
.409 to go, first half. Clock moving, 8-6 Owensboro, never behind. Forecourt, Carter Swanigan. Carter Swanigan off to the left side. Ball in her hands a lot. She runs the offense out to Keely Harris, who's come in. Harris, a 5'2 junior. Now Carter Swanigan. Holds it up against the 2-3 zone to the foul line to John. John, twisting move, left of the lane, good.
Pretty post move. That was pretty. And, boy, she used that left hand, got just enough spin to kiss it off the glass, knock that down.
So John has 5 in the ball game. As we near the 3.5-minute mark in quarter one, 10-6 Owensboro. Henderson County had him tied once at 3. Foul line, Green, trying to find an opening, got it off to Kemp, works way loose. Fakes, misses. Threw it a little too hard, slaps her hands together, and they run the other way with Carter Swanigan. Swanigan on the move. Got tripped up and threw it away. Stolen by Kemp, who missed it on the other side. Now into the hands of the point guard, Adeline Gish, and she's fouled at the dividing line.
Yeah, she bumped her a little bit there. She's looking like, no, I didn't foul. But she did get her with that forearm a little bit.
Foul on Sprinkles, who played the last 2 years at Henderson County. John comes in from Apollo, so does Gazelle Whitlock off the bench, and Sappa starter from Apollo. Gish's shot blocked to the baseline from 7 feet, rising up and slapping it away is Helena John, the 5'8.5 leaping junior, and it went off the body of a Henderson County player. It'll be to the Lady Devils.
Henderson County staying in this 2-2-1 quarter court.
Lost their district final to Owensboro Catholic, got them back. And won by 7 in the regional final after beating Breckenridge County. Here's a straightaway three, a little too long for John. Offensive rebound. Connor Swanigan will retool. Goes out left side through a teammate, John, to Sprinkles. Now back to John in the corner. Yes, out of the left pocket.
Great job that time reversing the ball back to John. She's like, I might miss the first one, but I'm not missing the second one.
Going to say that was a two-pointer, 5 for her, 6-point game. 12-6 Owensboro, 2:22 in the first quarter. Top of the key, Gish feeds it left to Kemp, drives in, fakes, pulls it back out and threw it out to Gish. And then Gish,
wow,
thought it was going over and back. Great hustle for the steal to avoid the over and back call, and Hughes went to the goal. What aggressive play by Owensboro, and they lead by 8.
Fantastic. The little engine that could.
Hughes did not give up on the play, and 2:09 of the first quarter, Owensboro out of the gate well, leading by 8 here on the Morgan of Morgans Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Listen throughout the tournament for Off the Glass Shots, brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. 6 of 10 shooting on a 6-0 run over the last minute. 30 Owensboro leads it here by 8 as we go to our sideline reporter, Carl Nathan.
And this report, Greg, is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, Return, Refresh, Refuel. Jeff Hale, coach for 37 years at Henderson County. His son's in his first year. Jeff Hale, want to pay tribute to him. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. 821 career victories. And in the semifinals last year, this is their 20th overall appearance in the Sweet 16. Greg?
Foul shot good, so a 7-0 run to break away from an 8-6 lead and a 9-point lead for Owensboro. What a hustle play by Hughes. That pass was going to backcourt, so Gish let it go, thinking it would be an over the back. Didn't pick the ball up to create it. And then Hughes, just ahead of the break, just beat her to it and went to the goal with authority. Here's right out through Kemp. High left to Green, their third leading scorer. Got it top of the key, and Green missed it. Defensive rebound, rip it away from a potential jump ball by Keeley Harris. Now for court, Carter Swanigan. Bounces it into the corner to Whitlock, who's come in, and she hits from 14 on the baseline.
You know, we've seen some really good bench play, and that's no exception. Number four for Owensboro coming in, knocking it down.
Nine straight in this game, a drought of well over 3 minutes now, and a 9-0 run over the last 2:18. They've hit their last three field goals, 17-6. Lady Devils devilish against this defense for Henderson County that has not had any answers. They certainly missed. Brooklyn Gibson, one of their stars, out with a knee injury. Right corner to Locker has come in, and she's going to be a little devilish with her uncle, because he's coaching on the other side as Janela Locker hits the shot out of the corner. A three-pointer just into the game.
Another big play off the bench.
Owensboro's head coach, it's his niece that hit for the other team. One of the subplots here. Left side, Harris, whistle sounds as she fed the post low. And then Kemp is caught with a push down on the block defensively. No, they're going to stay instead. Called on somebody else. Couldn't read the numbers. I think it may have been on Rideout.
I missed it.
Yeah, I think it was on Rideout. And that is correct. It's on Rideout. Allison Rideout with a push. 32 and a half seconds left. First quarter. Lead at 8 now. Crossover dribble almost lost there by Sprinkles. Got it back. Drove it inside to a teammate who bustles away for a running five-footer as John has 7 and a quarter. 19-9, 10-point lead, 16 seconds clock factor here at the end of the first quarter at Rupp Arena. Walking into fourth court is Green. Green setting a screen from right out, missed the three. Shot it pretty quick, 6 seconds to go. Here come the Devils, do they know? Cross the timeline, into the corner, at the buzzer. No good. Off the back of the rim. Boy, had a good look at it. Did Sprinkles. And after 8, it's all Owensboro. They lead their neighbor Henderson County 19-9 through the first 8. Here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Traditional Bank is participating in the Welcome Home Program, providing eligible homebuyers with grants up to $25,000 to help with down payments and closing costs. The program aims to support honorably discharged veterans, surviving spouses, and active duty military personnel, along with other qualified homebuyers. Funds are limited and will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Learn more about the Welcome Home Program today at traditionalbank.com/welcome home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop. You.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. 4 minutes, 12 seconds between points before a three there late in the first quarter by Henderson County. They were down double digits. We go to the second. They're down 19-9, and Owensboro has the takeout. Driving Carter Swadigan, ball tipped away, got it back, works the lane, puts a wild 10-footer up, no good, and then an offensive rebound push called on Helena John.
Yeah, she just came over the back a little bit. Good job by Henderson County there to block her out. That's one thing that's going to be the key for Henderson if they have a chance to win this game, is they've got to do a better job on the boards.
So the rebound, the second or the first foul on her, if I read it right. Let's wait and double check that. I thought I'd had two on her, but apparently just one. There are two fouls on Gish, the starting point guard for Henderson County. So now running the point, walking it up the forecourt, now slowing it down at the half-court line is Green. Ball's been in her hand a whole lot. Green drives down the paint, a runner off target, but Kemp the follow. She missed, got it back, third time a charm. And the basket by Kemp, she has four.
She's doing a nice job filling in for Gibson here. Great job by Anna Kemp.
Tremendous softball pitcher. More when we get a chance about that. Going back and checking. That is just the first foul that they called. I think they called it on Sprinkles instead. So Sprinkles has one. John, no, it was her second foul. Second foul on John. As we originally thought, inside shot block, got it back, put it up again. Second try, no good by Hughes. Now Henderson County trying to make an incursion back into the game, but a timeout in a trap. And the head coach in his first year back at his alma mater, Henderson County, and that's Stephen Hale taking over for his dad, son of a legend. Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. We talked about Anna Kemp getting the start today at forward. She played last year in the opening round, had 4 points. She's a great softball pitcher in one recruiting service. She was rated the 62nd best player in the United States in the class of 2025, already committed to an SEC school, Missouri, to play softball. She was the pitcher and the state runner-up. Henderson County team last year had 246 strikeouts and 168 innings, went 23-6, wore number 27 on the softball diamond as Henderson County comes to forecourt and forced turnover out on the right wing pass, and Henderson County has made 5 turnovers. They forced 4.
Owensboro Catholic just doing a great job getting in the passing lane, forcing that turnover.
Points off turnovers. Right now with 7-6 Owensboro advantage. Drive to the lane, stripped away by Kemp on the move by Whitlock, who's come off the bench. Kemp gives it off to the trailing right out. Back to Kemp. 11-19-11 Owensboro. Never behind than this with a 9-0 run. Got him the cushion. Skip pass through traffic. Almost lost, but they wheel it out high to right out, and she'll hit it from three.
Great shot. A little rainbow there. Nothing but net. Right out ready. Love ready shooters.
5 in a row to cut it to a 5-point deficit. Elbow 15-footer the other way quickly. Missed by Whitlock. Here comes Henderson County. Green driving all the way to the goal. Stopped. Couldn't hit it. A rebound the other way by Sprinkles defensively. And then Kent tried to get the block. See if they called the foul. Heard a whistle there. I think she just tipped it out of bounds. They're going to say foul. Yeah, here comes the official, and it's on Kemp. Got the body.
You know, Shaylin Sprinkles just turned on an afterburner there. She just blew by him. All that Kemp could do was foul her.
Both teams now with 4 fouls, 2 tosses here. For Shaylin Sprinkles, teammates last year, opposition this year. Third time for her in the Sweet 16. She had a good Sweet 16 last year, 11 in the opening round for Henderson County, 21 in the quarterfinal loss. Or the quarterfinal win, 0 though, in the loss on Saturday morning. Second win good as well. First two for Sprinkles, 21-14 Owensboro. Never been behind in this one. Game was tied at 3. 9-0 run broke him away from an 8-6 deficit. Top of the key, Rydell. Can she go 2 for 2? No. May have been partially touched. And a nice job leaping up over the baseline by Locker to throw it off the body of an Owensboro player.
Yeah, great recognition by Janila Locker to knock that ball off the Owensboro player to regain a possession.
Again, the niece of the head coach of the opposition, the Lady Devils. Jansen Locker in his seventh year. Up top of the key, Locker. Got it off to Green, who has 3 today. Green works a left-handed dribble to the left keyhole. Got it off to Kemp. Couple of dribbles. Nothing there. Shut her off. Up top, Rideout. Rideout will back it away. Feed it right side to Kanzler. Kanzler, crossover dribble down the right. Got around the defender. Flips one up too hard.
Not a great shot.
Not a high percentage. Coming the other way. Here comes Sprinkles. Sprinkles slows it down. Now turns on the gas. Gives it off right wing Harris. Harris drives, flips, misses in the lane from 7, and it's touched out by her. Both teams going a little cold here. 5-2 score here in the second quarter after a 19-9 advantage Owensboro in the first. Anderson Kelly by 3 to cut it down to 7 right now.
And that both teams look a little bit winded, and when your legs get tired, your shot doesn't necessarily fall as accurately as when you're fresh.
Back in at 4:42 with 2 fouls. Gish got it over to Kemp. No. Off the left side for a 3. Defensive rebound cleared out by Sprinkles. Now Sprinkles has got it. She got the rebound from Harris out to Carter Swadig, and she has hit 2 threes and has 8.
Well, Anderson's going to have to find her sooner. Right now, they're giving her that shot, and each time she's made them pay.
I just love her patience on the court. She has run the show and then hit those threes, as you said. 10-point lead, biggest has been 11. Here's Gish playing with 2 fouls to Kemp. Way off, air ball to 14-footer. We're working the other way. Here comes Owensboro. Running is Hughes. She drove inside, and it was tipped out. Good defense in the paint there. She headed for the rim.
Yeah, that was really good defense. Getting back on the speed. Alerica Hughes. I'll get it out in a minute.
They brought Sapp back in, who started. She's camping the left quarter. They got another player camping into the right quarter. And a ball in the hands of Sprinkles. Coach said she shot too much in the loss to Henderson County in the regular season. She has not done that today. She's played inside the system very well. Here's Harris, who's come off the bench, off to Carter Swanigan. She'll back it away. She just yo-yos that dribble effectively. Into the lane. Look at that spin.
Oh, wow.
360. Go to the carnival. And 2. She has 10.
That's going to make the highlight reel.
Biggest lead of the day. 7-0 run. They've had a 9-0 run. They lead by a dozen and a jump ball near. And then a push. Well, looked like she had a jump ball. She backed away. Then the player fell down. Then the call because of advantage there. It was a delay call. That's why the crowd didn't like the call if you're an Owensboro fan.
Well, that's number 2 on her.
It's one of those anticipation calls you make. You don't want to call foul either way, but then when a player loses advantage, that's when you make the call, and it's 2 on Sprinkles, as you said, at 3:09 of the second quarter. So two of the guards, one each side, right out, unguarded. Hit the 3. She's hit 2. She flopped 2. Wanted to get a 4-point play. Didn't get the call.
What a great shot. And good defense.
So Rydell and Carter Schwanigan have traded 3s. Baseline run by Hughes. Inside, missed it. Charge. Great job there, waiting to take the charge, hitting the deck hard and not getting up. Need help from a teammate. Now Rydell to the teammate will as Gish took the charge. Let's go to Carl Nathy, our sidelines reporter.
All right, thanks very much, Greg. I'm joined by Dr. Alyssa Briggs, who's a psychologist with UK Pediatrics, UK Healthcare at the University of Kentucky. She joined UK Healthcare nearly 10 years ago. And thank you, first of all, for being with us, Alyssa. We're very concerned about the number of adolescents struggling with mental health. That includes student-athletes. It includes just general people. It's a problem in our country.
Yeah, I think the number of kids struggling is really astounding. So every year, or every 2 years, the CDC surveys high school students across the country. In Kentucky, half of girls report having had a depressive episode in the past year. And I think this number is really alarming, right? And so that means that everybody really has to be prepared to support teens in coping with an episode of serious depression.
And it involves parents, teachers, coaches, really anybody who comes in contact with a student in a meaningful way.
Yes, and I think, you know, one thing we have done in order to help prepare people to address this problem is we've created an online library of resources for parents and athletic coaches. This includes, you know, some brief kind of training modules that are engaging and interactive, you know, that teachers and coaches can go on and learn more about. You know, if I'm concerned about a teen, what do I do? How do I respond?
And we can't do this all through individual therapy. This has got to be a group effort.
Right. You know, access to mental health care is an issue. But even if everyone had access, we wouldn't have nearly enough mental health providers, right, to meet the need.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Alyssa Briggs, psychologist, UK Pediatrics, UK Healthcare. Thanks for being our guest, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
26-17, Owensboro leads by 9. They've hit 20, 50%. They're 6 of 18 for Henderson County. Gish playing with two fouls. Works her way right. Got to the goal after taking charge on Unwin. She scoops and scores on the other. She has three.
That's what exactly Henderson needs to be doing, is attacking the basket.
And attacking the basket the other way. Shot missed. Down to the goal as we see it to our right. And it would not fall for Hughes, and we come the other way. Henderson County have given up 7 in a row. They've now scored 5 in a row. They answer back with 2 minutes to go in the first half, down 7. Right out, it's hit a pair of threes. Gets high in the lane, nothing there. Back out to Gift. Lady Curdles making a comeback against the Lady Devils. Trying to throw it inside, and Carter Swanigan anticipated the pass, jumped, tipped it away, and got it. They wanted to feed it inside to Green, and Carter Swanigan says no. She's been the star of the first half for the Lady Devils with 10, hit 4 field goals. Here's Hughes, stop and go dribble, lost the handle. Rideout's got it, and she's into a jump ball situation. Turnover. So now Owensboro has committed 7 turnovers. Let's pause. 10 seconds. Station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Inbounds, clock moves, 125. Henderson County on a 5-0 run to take the biggest deficit of 12 away, and twice they've thrown it away. Right out time to lob it down low, and a step in front steals Sapp. Now Owensboro will slow it down here, milk the clock, leading by 7. Baseline, Sapp, answer no, 14-footer, missed. Kemp the rebound. Kemp outlet Green. Green across the timeline, motoring down the right side into a double team. She found right out, blocked, got it back after the Sapp block, missed it too hard from left to right across the backboard. And G. Whitlock, who used to play at Apollo, gets the ball. She only became eligible, Whitlock, February 20th. Her uncle you may have heard of. I call Daryl Griffith.
I've heard of him, and I've met him, and he's the guy that can jump up and grab a quarter off the top of the backboard.
They are going to go for the last shot here, Owensboro. If they can avoid a turnover, they've made 6, 7 made by Henderson County. Lady Devils have the lead of 7. They've never been behind, tied once, and it's about time, go time, 15 on the clock. Working it near the timeline is Harris. Got the hand back from John. Offensive foul on an illegal screen, or was it a push-off on her?
They called an offensive foul on number 3.
Yeah, that's Harris. She pushed off. She was the
Keely
one on the
Harris,
dribble.
Yep.
So that's a big turnover. Both teams with 7, and now a chance. Down 7, quickly to forecourt. Green, 5 to play. Top of the key, well covered. Off to Gish. Deep 3 ball, in and out. Boy, that was down in the well, came out. Could have been down to a 4-point game. Henderson County will head to the locker room, down 7. Owensboro has never been behind. Let's go over to Carl Nathy with the coach.
Owensboro High School head coach Jansen Locker, I know you and your staff in between the first and second quarter were reminding your team it's not an 8-minute game, it's a 32-minute game. You had a 10-point lead, got as much as 12. They've cut it a little bit.
Yeah, we got ourselves some foul trouble, and some of our players had to sit on the bench for a little while. We just got to play better defense without fouling, rebound the ball a little bit better. But I was happy with our effort. We just got to continue that for the next 16 minutes.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
There he is, Jansen Locker, coach of Owensboro High School. And our halftime score, it is Owensboro 26, Henderson County 19. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Luke Toy, principal at GRC High School. We want you to know how proud we are to be playing in the Sweet 16. Our teams are no strangers to this big stage, but it's special every time. I want to thank Clark County Public Schools for financing the Cardinal Caravan and bringing our community together in a unique and powerful way. We celebrate our student athletes for this amazing achievement, along with our cheerleaders, pep band members, and student media team who have been to every tournament game supporting our Cards. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
Back here at Rupp Arena, Central Bank Center, Carl Nathan Long side the court of Rupp Arena, the famous UK basketball court, which will be replaced after this year. They're getting a brand new one for next season. Anyway, we'll have a special halftime guest in just a moment. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. And our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half, we actually have to share the award. Allison Rideout and Anna Kemp of Henderson County, the Lady Colonels, each have four rebounds. They're top rebounders for that first half. And did you know exercise is more effective when paired with a high-protein diet like beef, which provides the amino acids needed for muscle building and recovery? That from the Kentucky Beef Council. And now my pleasure to welcome in on the microphone a longtime sports writer, and currently he is at the Advocate Messenger, Mike Marcy. Covers sports throughout Mercer County, Boyle County, Danville, and so forth. And you've got a team that you're going to be following very closely tonight, right, Mike?
Watching this Danville Christian team that'll be here tonight for the first time, Carl.
All right. And how about in terms of, tell us a little bit about your background, how you get into being a sports writer, and how long you've been at it?
Well, believe it or not, when I was a young man in middle school age, maybe high school age, I wanted to be a broadcaster. I thought I wanted to be a sportscaster. I started writing in high school for the student paper and then for the weekly paper, the Jackson County Sun in McKee, and I found out I was pretty good at it, and I just kept going from there. I've enjoyed it now for about 35 years.
Wow. Now, how long at the Advocate Messenger?
I've been at the Advocate Messenger since 1990. Was there as a full-time employee for 24 years, and I still write for them even though I'm not technically on the full-time payroll at this point.
What about in terms of Danville, for instance, with the Danville High School and the Boyle County? It got the nickname of Titletown USA there for a while with football, right?
It's a terrific sports town, and you've had very few places outside of a larger metro area like Louisville or Northern Kentucky where you see two two football teams sharing the same real estate like that that are so good at such a high level for so long.
Somebody that I'm sure you covered through the years that we lost in this past year, Mercer County, Harrodsburg, actually Harrodsburg High School's legendary coach and athletics director and teacher, Alvis Johnson, passed away, and I'm sure you had a chance to interact with him many times. He was a great guy.
Many times. Loved covering Coach Johnson and his teams. He was so good in football and track and field at Harrodsburg. Had so many great athletes there. Did so many great things. State runner-up three times, I believe, there in football, and won state championships in track, and was just always a fun coach to be around.
We're going to continue. Our guest is Mike Marcy of the Advocate Messenger. Our score at halftime, it's Owensboro High School 26, Henderson County 19. This is the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Halftime at Rupp Arena. The score, Owensboro High School 26, Henderson County 19. Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. We continue our conversation with veteran sports writer Mike Marcy of the Advocate Messenger. And you're covering in this tournament, amongst others, Danville Christian, a relatively new member of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Tell us about their ball game tonight.
This will be obviously their first time at the Sweet 16. They're winning the regional tournament last week was easily the biggest win in school history. They've made the All-A State tournament twice. They continue to keep climbing. They're in their fifth season as a full KHSAA member. So this is a big step for them, and nerves will be a big factor for them to see how they handle this atmosphere. I mean, you never know until you know what it's going to be like stepping down here, and Cooper's been here twice before the last 2 years, so I think that's going to be a big key in the first few minutes of that game.
And Cooper out of Northern Kentucky, I think both on the girls' and the boys' side, they have some tradition.
They do, especially, like I said, with this group of girls. This is their third year in a row here, and I think 2 years ago made a pretty good run. So they know their way around the building.
Of all the years, some 35 years as a sports writer, do you have favorite moments or favorite people across Kentucky that you've come across?
I have a lot of favorite people across Kentucky, and even particularly in our area. You mentioned Alvis Johnson. He's certainly on that list. People like Don Irvin, who coached for a long time at Tiny Bergen in Mercer County, And obviously never had a chance to experience this as a coach. Even coached the boys and the girls team at the same time there for a couple of years at Bergen. And some other people, it's such a long list. Obviously, the great coaches that we mentioned in football they've had at Danville and Boyle County, Sam Harp and Chuck Smith, and now Justin Haddock's there at Boyle County is winning. Basketball coaches, great baseball coaches, Paul Morris, Jimmy Brown, David Kamek, a lot of names, a lot of people, some people know and a lot of people don't know, but that has been the best part of this business is getting to meet people and getting to become friends with them and to get to know them over and over the years. That really means a lot more than just the games itself. Just like the coaches say it does, you know, they say, the coaches and players say it's the people you remember. I think it's true for me too.
Well, Mike Marcy of the Advocate Messenger, it's been a pleasure to get to know you a little bit more.
Thank you, Carl.
And thank you for being our guest here at halftime. Owensboro 26, Henderson County 19. We will continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's stuffrecycling.com.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Under the two-minute mark before we start the second half here, and we're with Henderson County head coach Stephen Hale. Your team was down by 10 after that first quarter, but you came back and made it more of a ball game in that second quarter.
Yeah, it was a lot more of the pace we wanted to play at. You know, we were able to slow them down a little bit, didn't give them some easy shots. And, you know, they made a couple shots that, to be honest, we were going to give them there in the first quarter. So, you know, hoping third and fourth quarter the shots don't fall.
Seemed like you got some good screens going and did get calmed down. Your team was a little edgy in that first quarter.
Yeah, definitely. Our guards, my point guard got two fouls and had to come out of the basketball game. So, that didn't help. But she's settled down now, so I'm expecting a better second half.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Stephen Hale of Henderson County. And he took over for his father, Jeff Hale, coached 37 years, 821 wins, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Our halftime score, Owensboro 26, Henderson County 19. Time now to go back to Mina Todd and Greg Stottlemyre. Take it away.
Thanks, Carl. Wanted to change one number I had. I gave you a halftime score of Unique Carter Swanigan with 10. She has 8. John has 9 to lead Owensboro on the rebounding total, 3 each for Sprinkles, Harris, and Hughes. On the other side, top rebounders with 4 apiece. Kempford right out, and the top scorer is right out with those 2 threes. She's 2 of 3 from there, 2 of 5 overall. You heard about pace when Henderson County's head coach, Stephen Hale, talked about that. What do you think Owensboro is going to do to try to counter that, get it back to where they want it?
Well, I think it's going to come down to Owensboro's defense. Their defensive intensity was really good there in that first half, and if they can start this second half without fouling, that was the only thing that Owensboro was concerned about, is they got in foul trouble there a little bit. So it's going to be the defensive pressure and the defensive consistency without fouling that's going to change things for Owensboro and keep them moving in the right direction.
Before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Take out for the Lady Devils as they will work it in the white uniforms here in front of their own bench. Never trailed, one tie and three, biggest lead at a dozen. They've had a 7-0 and a 9-0 run. Right wing three is a little bit too far for Sprinkles, and here comes Henderson County. Gish, who's played with two fouls a long way. Forecourt, right side, Green. Green at the elbow, spin to the lane, get loose, bank score as she took it one-on-one against the 5'3 sophomore, unique Carter Swanigan.
And that was smart by Gish, recognizing the mismatch, and took her to the hole.
And Green gets the bucket. She's 2 of 6 from the field now. After the give from Gish, the baseline drive, a little bump and a miss. Right there, but Sprinkles could not complete against her former team. Played 2 years at Henderson County in the state tournament. Now Kemp playing for the injured Brooklyn Gibson, their leading scorer, who had a knee knocked out of place in the regional semifinals, out 6 to 8 weeks. Good news, not an ACL. They got an MRI. Here's Gish, free throw line extended. Over to Kemp, fakes the long one. Kemp, top of the key, right out, has hit a pair of threes. Now back to Gish, and the pace is where the Lady Curtles want it. Within 5. They have scored 7 in a row since they fell down 12. Gish, give and go, low to right out, and she missed it, the bunny. Back up, missed it right side, too hard.
And that was great execution that time. Got the exact look that they wanted, but right out just couldn't knock it down.
Now 2 for 7 from the field on 2 misses there. Both of her makes have come from 3 range. High right, Sapp, in between the rings to Sprinkles. Sprinkles had a bunch of shots last time these teams played, 14 of them. Driving in, right side of the lane, bank miss by Hughes, and the ball tipped out by a Lady Curtle. Henderson Kelly coming into the game with a record of 25-7, 1-5 in a row. Owensboro lost their district final to Kapley, got them in the regionals. They're 22-11, and on the inbounds, a jump ball. Anderson County's defense got in there and got the tie-up. It'll go out to Henderson County after Sprinkles was tied up. Sprinkles has struggled a little bit against her former teammates today. I know she wants it so much.
And, you know, that's got to be a lot of pressure when you transfer from a team and then you're playing on the opposite team. And that's a lot of pressure for a young girl.
Green, the right out, around to Kemp. They work around the perimeter to the near side to Gish. Back to right out. Feed it left side to and the basket inside. Boy, they fake beat out there, got it inside, and all of a sudden it's a one-possession game.
That time, great finish. Right out wasn't going to be denied that time.
9 in a row by Henderson County into the first, start of the second. They've outscored him 4-0 here. Motoring her way into the lane. Tough runner, and it will not fall for John. Here comes Henderson County quickly to forecourt. Chance to tie it with a 3 and bring it within 1. Green. Green's got it back. Right out, half the last bucket. Green goes right of the lane. Couldn't get it to go. Right out has 8. The leader team. They're still down 3. Spinning move into the lane. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Hughes. Henderson County the rebound off the Owensboro miss. And a little delay in waiting to pass, and the pivot foot drug by Italia Green for the turnover, their first of this quarter, 8th of the ball game. Both teams with 8 turnovers.
Owensboro, they're rushing their offense starting this third quarter. They need to just slow down and take better shots.
Into the lane, Carter Swanigan finds Sapp in the right corner. Needed big medicine there, hit it, and couldn't, and it's tipped out of bounds. on a defensive rebound attempt off the hand of a Lady Colonel. Well, the head coach of Owensboro, Jansen Locker, says, I let the girls play free. I don't want to overcoach. Bounce in. Good low post move by John. Missed it. Bam, it hit a shot. They're 0 for 7 this quarter. A three for the tie is good off the left wing by Green. And we are tied at 26. It was 26-14 in favor of Owensboro after they went on a 7-0 run. Well, right back we are even here. Timeout called by Owensboro, a 30-second timeout. What a big 12-0 run by Henderson County into the first half, start of the second half.
Natalia Green did a great job. She was the one that drove that ball hard to the basket with the mismatch and then comes down, knocks down a big three. Great job by Henderson County Lady Colonels.
Let's go to Carl Nathan.
Well, we've got the BSN Heart of the Game Award. And I tell you what, you could hear it in the background. They just stopped playing, just right on cue, they stopped for me. Okay, the two pep bands. Well, here comes another one. Here's Owensboro in the background. Hear that? Okay, Owensboro High School and Henderson County High School, each with about 25 members in their pep bands here at Rupp Arena, keeping the fans engaged and entertained and pepped up to support their ball clubs. Back to you guys.
It's one thing I learned. You're not a band conductor. They quit playing for you. All right, here we go. Good sideline reporter, though. 26 all after a 9-0 and 7-0 run first half for Owensboro. They've been hit. They're in the midsection of the game by 12 in a row. Henderson County is going to lift the lid here. And outscored 7-0 this quarter to the foul line. And a shot will roll off from 14 by Hughes. They are now 0 for 8 to start the second half. And the first chance at a lead, they were tied at 3. Henderson County looking for the front of the scoreboard. Gish. Gish, the point guard, directing traffic. Owensboro stays in a deep 3. Another one. It's good. New leader. Basket by Green.
Natalia Green knocks another one down. She's having a huge half for Henderson County. Owensboro's going to have to get out and get a hand in her face.
Yeah, missed shot, but they got the offensive rebound. 15 in a row by Henderson County. Deep three, Carter Schwadigan missed it. They are 0 for 10 from the field here to start this quarter. Quickly running forecourt, Green, who has the hot hand. Got it deep into the corner to Kanzler. Now to Kemp. And it kept the great softball player. Another shot off the side. Three's point attempt will not fall that time for Green. She had hit two in a row. Green has had the big half here. She has 11. The other side and another miss. Didn't hit the rim on the miss by Sprinkles. Another miss of the follow by Sapp. Owensboro can't get anything to fall. They're 0 for 12, but it's collapsed on them. 15 in a row by Henderson Kelly. Fueled by Green's outside back-to-back threes. Nearing the 2.5-minute mark of the third quarter that has been all Lady Colonels. The Lady Devils have missed 12 shots, four of them from three. Meanwhile, 4 of 8 shooting this quarter by Henderson County. And now they're going to spread it out and run the pace. When those threes fall, you score on one end, you get better on the defensive end, and that's what's happened here. Top of the key, out to Gish. Gish and Green have run the show here. Very patient. Feed it to the foul line. Back to the basket. Kemp. Kemp looks to fan it out, but she'll just dribble away. Henderson County says, we've got control now. 29-26. Patience. Gish turns the corner. Off the hip pass. Right side. Kemp. Kemp will back it away. No, now Kemp's got it. Kemp will shoot from 16. Miss. And a rebound pulled down by Larica Hughes. Still looking for their first field goal and first points of the quarter. We're down to 135. Faking a long one is John. John hands it off to Sprinkles. Sprinkles, just 2 foul shots made today. She's got it. She's 0 for 5 against her former team. Back it away, guarded tightly here by Kanzler. And the ball dropped in the lane and a jump ball. And it'll go out of bounds to Owensboro. Timeout before that, though. Owensboro looking to take the goose eggs off the third quarter scoreboard. They trail 29-26 to Anderson County here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Clark's Pump and Shop in game. Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel, and that is absolutely what Henderson County has done and what Owensboro needs to do. Mina, they have not scored, Owensboro, since they built on a 7-0 run a 12-point lead at 3:24 of the second quarter. We're down to 1:17 of quarter number three without a point for Owensboro. On the inbounds, they get loose, sprinkles. But she is fouled. She'll have to earn them from the line. That's the only place she scored today.
You know, give credit to Henderson County. They came out with a little more defensive intensity and really has upped the tempo, forced Owensboro to up their tempo on offense, and they are rushing a lot of shots.
0 for 12 this quarter, and the foul shot good at 1:16. The good news is when you have a 12-point lead, you can hit a dry spell and survive. Back to a 2-point game here. And Sprinkles gets a couple of bounces on the rim to put those in. Those are all of her points from the foul line. 1:11 to go as the clock moves. They went a long, long way without a point, over 10 minutes. Right wing, finding another one, and she banked it, and that was a right way. Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider, drive the other way. Owensboro got it blocked after the bank in by Green, who's had a huge, huge quarter here, and at half court, a foul. Or was the ball just tipped out of bounds? I was looking down there.
Travel.
Check. Travel. Green, I tell you what, she has been the star here in the third quarter, hasn't she?
You know, when you feel it, you feel it. And she's put a team on her back in this third quarter.
Been a big, big third quarter. Three threes here in this quarter. Following the bounce pass to the left side to Hughes. Hughes lost it, and Harris saves it, and Harris is fouled. Trying to kind of like extended her leg a little bit, rubbing her shin. She's okay. They called the foul on Gish, so that's her third with 30 seconds to go. She'll go to the bench. Half minute left here in the third. 31-28 Henderson County. Sprinkles turns the corner high right. Got it out to John. Three to tie it. No. Defensive rebound for Henderson County. The hold for the last shot. Leading here by three after being down 12 in the second quarter. And a shove off there. Didn't like the pressure from Carter Swanigan. And a push off on Green. Italia Green gets the foul. It's a turnover and a costly one.
There was no question on that call. She knocked unique Carter Swanigan back about 15 feet.
6 seconds to go. Here comes Carter Swanigan. Float fire in the lane. No. Are they going to call a block or a charge? Charge. Two referees work together to make the call. That's good teamwork by the officials. And the charge into the lane by Carter Swanigan, knocking over a waiting Lady Colonel.
I like to see that from the referees. Good call.
Now back in is Gish with those three fouls to run the offense of the inbounds. 2.5 to go, leading by three. Inbounds they go. They won't even dribble it to Green, and we're at the end of the third quarter. A profitable one. A 12-2 advantage. Henderson County, they take a three-point lead to the final eight here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Long way.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. We're in the opening round here, trying to get down to the final eight of the 2024 Miggy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16. Fifth year it's been at Rupp Arena, 63rd year of this tournament, resumed in 1976 after it was played in the 1920s and early 1930s. And right out of the gates, trying to go for a steal, Sprinkles gets a foul in backcourt, her third, and now both point guards, Gish and Sprinkles, with three fouls.
And really an unnecessary foul there.
Yep. You don't want to foul, you know, 45 feet away from your goal, but she was trying to go for the swipe. 0 for 12, and now another foul on Sprinkles. With a look of disbelief on her face. Back-to-back efforts, and she'll have to come out of the game. Just once it's so bad against her former team. She was on this court last year when Anderson County went into the Final Four, but she has put herself on the bench with back-to-back fouls in the first 4 seconds of quarter four. And she'll have to watch with her team down three after being up 12. It's 12 straight shots to open quarter number three. Got outscored 15 to nothing. Here's Gish, unguarded three. Yes, boy, they have hit the threes in a big way here in half number two.
You know, she looked off the defender, made her think she was going to pass it, and then came back and drilled the three. Great job by Gish.
Gish has six, and they are 3 of 4 from three. Remember that Green has been the big star here. Now Owensboro attacks with Carter Swanigan. Drive, back, score! She puts him on her shoulders. She has 10 now, and she drew the harm as well.
I love how hard she plays and how feisty she is. She's not afraid to take it in there among the trees.
After falling down by a game-high 6, she brings it to 4. Listen throughout the tournament for the Jailbreaker Fast Break, brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. Foul was called on Gish, and so that's her fourth foul. And unique, Carter Swanigan hit it. So both point guards with four fouls. Motoring to forecourt comes Green. She threw it away. Stolen by guess who? Carter Swanigan. In a pair of threes. Just got a feeling that she isn't going to go down without a fight the way Carter Swanigan has played today. Crossover dribble, Harris. And they are down by three. Lob over the defense, tough pass inside, whistle. Trying to force it low on the pass by Whitlock to get it to her teammate camping low. And it was a push foul called on Rashia Kanzler. Shia Kanzler with a foul into Carter Swanigan. 6:48 to go. Drives, contact, and drew the foul again. That time she drew it on Locker. She is crafty, isn't she?
She really is. And watch her. You never see her, you know, her expression changes. She just kind of keeps a calm, cool head. And that's what you want out of your point guard, not getting rattled.
4 of 6 from the field. Now 2 for 2 from the foul line as she hits 2 of 4 from three. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 turnovers. Been on the court 25 minutes here. As we wade our way into the final 8. And she hit both foul shots. Comes in with an average of 8.7. 13 today. 1 point game. 34-33. Ball in the hands of Green. He's had the hot hand. Green drives down the right side, near side in front of her bench. Up top through 2 to Rideout. Rideout on the bounce left side. Turning the corner. In trouble, but getting it back. Now Henderson County slowing it down as Locker had it for a moment. Over to the right to Kanzler. Patience here for Henderson County. The Lady Colonels by 1. Biggest deficit was 12 in the second quarter. Had a 6-point lead not long ago. Clock reaches the 6-minute mark right now. Kemp drives the paint. Feet at corner left. Locker missed it. Rebound battle 4. Touched around. 2 big gals had a hand on it. And it was picked out of there by Harris. But she had it tipped away. And there's body swallowing jump ball.
I love the way Keely Harris is playing off the bench for Owensboro. She's playing so hard. She's doing the little things that don't necessarily show up in the stat sheet. She's hustling and just making great plays for Owensboro Lady Red Devils.
Perfect to watch. Our scouting report on her was tough and a Swiss Army knife. She was on the softball team as an outfielder. Deep 3, Carter Swanigan missed it. Would have given him the lead. Down 1. And we have a whistle. On the rebound, I think it's just a touch out of bounds. No foul. It'll go to Henderson County. Henderson County leads by 1 at 5:39.
I thought they called a foul on Whitlock.
Didn't see him come over. Did they call it? They did call it. Just didn't come over to the scoring table at ISIL. Here's Rideout. Got it up the sidelines to Kemp. It's getting physical there. Flung fire coming down the left side. Kicks the window by Green. She has been the star here.
Guess who? Italia Green doing it again.
3 the other way. Harris way long. Hit the backboard. Nothing else. Rebound by Green and on the outlet. Thrown away and in anticipation. Steal by Carter Swanigan. Corner right side. Whitlock missed it. Back-to-back air balls. And a timeout, sensing the momentum switching by the Henderson County bench. 36-33, Henderson County. Owensboro trying to overcome an 0-for-17 stretch in the midsection of this game. The ending coming on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach. And as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef, it's what's for winners.
Take a trip to Moorhead. The drive to Moorhead from Owensboro High School covers 243 miles. From Henderson County to Moorhead, 269 miles. We take a trip about 15 feet down, maybe 15 yards, to Carl Nathan.
All right. And this sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Greg, you mentioned it and described it well, but second and third quarter, Henderson County with that 13-0 onslaught. Now we've got a ball game, and his the words of the coach, Stephen Hale, in the huddle were, hey, we've got to take care of the ball, advance it up the court, calm down.
5 minutes to go. Almost a pass under the opposition's goal. Kemp corralled it. Almost a turnover. They got to quickly get it across. They do. Up the sidelines to Kanzler. She dropped it and lost it. Stole it away. 13 turnovers, 6 this half on Henderson County. 9 turnovers by the Lady Devils, but they trail by 3. Dry spell in the midsection killed them. Driving inside, Hughes couldn't get the shot. Rebound, Kemp. Kemp tied up, gets out of trouble. Bounces it up the sidelines to Green to forecourt. Green has had the big game here, and the ball tipped out of bounds on the sidelines, almost a steal by Carter Swanigan. She has played a whale of a ball game on the other side. Green has 15. She's 2 of 3 from 3. We had called a 3 that they gave a 2 to her. So 15 for her. 4:22, clock moves. Henderson County, the ball up by 3. They were down 12 before they went on a 15-0 run. Locker comes right side, Kemp. Kemp, the softball star. Deep 3. That one off to the right side by Green. She's
didn't
missed her last two.
Yeah. Sorry, didn't yes. need that one.
4 minutes to go. Spoken like a true coach there. Off to the left side. Carter Swanigan, top of the key. Got it back from Hughes. Now low inside to John. She's been quiet of late, but not now. It's a one-point game. She hits from 12 just outside the lane. Her first field goal of the second half, she has 11.
I've been looking for them to go to John because she is so effective in the first half. They don't have anybody that can match up with her.
They overextend the pressure, and a 3 on the right side by Kanzler. Henderson County did not panic, found the open shot. They lead by 4, first field goal for Kanzler. Whitlock comes up the sideline to Harris. Off the bench, has played a lot. Now Harris, left side, John, had just hit one. Got it to the corner, got it back, give and go. No, but she's fouled.
Yeah, I think John's the key here coming down the stretch. I'd like to see her work around that paint.
Back down foul on right out. That'll be the second on her team's 4th. 3 fouls at Owensboro. 2 tosses here for Elena John, and she hit it. Owensboro's done a good job from the foul line. You can't do any better than they have. They're 9 for 9 today. And they entered as a 61% shooting team.
Yeah, and you, in the Sweet 16 is when you want to be playing your best ball. Keep an eye on Natalia Green. I'm watching her here. She's limping a little bit. She may have hurt an ankle.
That kind of looked down like an ankle, a shin, or it may just be cramps. Who knows? We're going to find out. Both of them go. They're a perfect 9 for 9 from the foul line. It's down to a tight game again. 39-37 Henderson County by 2. 3:04 to go. Here's Rideout. Hit 2 big threes in the first half. The defense has been stifling for the Lady Devils. Gish playing with 4 fouls. On the other side, Sprinkles has 4 fouls. Crossover dribble by Green at the head of the key to Kemp. Patience here for the Lady Colonels. They lead by 2. Kemp, corner left side, Locker. Back up to Kemp. Milk and clock. 2.5 minutes to go right now. Kemp picks up the dribble. Needs help. Who's there? Got it to the left side corner, through a teammate to Locker, missed it. And a rebound tipped out over the back of a blocking out Lady Devil. It'll be Owensboro ball down 2 late in this one when we come back to Rupp Arena on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel, and scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Greg Stottlemyre, Mida Todd, our sideline reporter is Carl Nathy, and it's tied here, 39-37, Henderson County, and they have the basketball. No, Owensboro's got the ball now. Listen throughout the tournament for off-the-glass shots brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Let's reset everything for you. 2:20 to go, 3 fouls at Owensboro, 4 on Henderson County. Point guard for both teams have 4 fouls, Sprinkles with 4. She's back on the court now after 2 fouls in the first 4 seconds of this fourth quarter. Stretch run, down by 2. Ball in the hands of Sprinkles. Drives, got to the cup, missed it. But a tough day for her. She's 0-for-8 against her former team. And in backcourt, a whistle for a timeout. Timeout came from front court in front of the Henderson County bench. As they got the timeout, they saw their player in a trap there. But Sprinkles just couldn't get it to go. She was right at the cup to tie the game at 39. This Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes Benton's Joe Dan Gold. After an All-State senior season, Gold headed to Mississippi State. Senior season, Gold's Bulldogs defied Mississippi's racist state policies and accepted an NCAA tournament bid. His pregame handshake with Loyola Chicago's captain became etched in history. It's the start of the game of change. Roberts Insurance congratulates Benton's Joe Dan Gold, a member of the Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame class of 2024. Let's go to Carl Nathy.
Sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. And really, defensive rebounding is going to be big here for Owensboro down the stretch. That's what their coach was telling them. Back to you, Greg.
This gets it a tie-up. Kind of had to do a globetrotter dribble there on her knees. And fortunately for her, they lose the possession arrow now, but they had it to avoid the turnover. Both teams with about the same number. Actually, Henderson County, 4 more turnovers, 13-9, but a 2-point lead.
Henderson's going to have to do a good job taking care of the ball here. They don't want any long, unexpected threes.
Right out. Got it out high. A couple of bodies collide away from the ball. We play on. No whistle either way. Kemp holding the ball, needing help. Who's there? And they got another timeout. They have burned 3 timeouts. Henderson County down to 1. Meanwhile, Owensboro, they've got all their timeouts left. They got 4 of them. If Jansen Locker needs them here. 101 ticks of the clock left, and we are tight at Rupp Arena, 39-37, Henderson County in the maroon uniforms. They beat Owensboro when they still had Brooklyn Gibson in the lineup. That was back in late January. Owensboro has not defeated a team in the Sweet 16, but they played 5 of them. In addition to the loss to Henderson County, they lost to Bethlehem, the Bowling Green, and McCracken and Butler. Here we go. Well, minute 41 to go. What are the two coaches talking about now, Mina?
Well, Owensboro's been doing a great job of getting in the passing lane here. They're not in a situation yet where they need to foul, so they need to play good, solid defense, try to get a deflection and a steal, and then attack this basket, but not rush their shots. And Henderson, they've got to meet their passes. Like I said, Owensboro's going to be attacking those passing lanes. Meet their passes, and don't take any long, unnecessary threes. Attack the basket. Get something going to the basket.
One thing, thank you, Mina. Carl Nathy on the sideline, and been observing the Henderson County huddle off and on throughout the game. And you got to be impressed by Coach Stephen Hale. It's first year after his dad coached at Henderson County for 37 years and won more than 800 games. This guy is cool, calm, and collected. And his team's not getting overly antsy as a result. They came out real edgy, and Kind of out of sorts in that first quarter, but they've settled down, and he's keeping them that way. They're playing hard. Back to you.
Green with 15 points, 12 of this half, but she has made a team-high four turnovers into Kemp. Kemp, tightly guarded by Sprinkles. Double dribble. So they got it back low to Kemp. Costly turnover.
Good defense. And speaking of Coach Stephen Hale, you know, his colleagues recognize how well he's done with this program his second year and has won the second region coach of the year.
Here's Unique. Carter Swanigan, her team down 2 minute 22 to go, head of the key, turns on the gas to the goal, blocked away with four fouls cleanly by Gish. 5-4 and leaping high, guard against guard, point guard against point guard, off the baseline, down two under own goal. Hughes to toss. Got it into Sprinkles. Hadn't hit a shot all day. Still had. Missed it. Got in there with a tough twisting shot. About 5 feet away, they got a trap. She's missed all eight shots she's taken at a foul. So they got it to right out down the sidelines. And they called the foul on Carter Swanigan.
You know, Owensboro had an opportunity there. I feel like they could have gotten a better look at the basket. That was a forced shot by Swanigan.
Into Henderson County.
Correction by Sprinkles.
Down baseline, back up top, right out. Under a minute we go. They're up by two into the hands of Green, and she's fouled. Two shots coming here as the push was on G. Whitlock. And now foul shooting. Remember, 10 of 10 shooting for Owensboro from the line. Just four attempts today for Henderson County. Two puts him up, double possession, and the first good. It's a three-point lead. And Italia Green has been the star here in the second half. Green is at 16, 17, and they lead by four. A 15-0 run in the middle of the game has been the key. Over 12 minutes without a point for Owensboro. Will it be their depth now? Here comes Carter Swanigan, step away 16-footer. She doesn't want to go down without a fight. She hit it again. Man, what a game she's had.
She's
with
been
15.
Huge.
Timeout, and we'll take a break for the end. Two-point lead, Henderson County here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Rowland County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
At Morgan & Morgan, their dedication sets them apart. They're putting in the work 24-7 to serve clients. We welcome you back on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network here as we go to the finish. 44.9 to go. Four fouls on Henderson County, five on Owensboro, so foul shooting will become important. Basketball to Henderson County coming the full length up 41-39. Full court pressure in a zone pressure. Kemp in backcourt, and she's fouled. So here comes Kemp to the line. She is an 83% foul shooter, but put an asterisk on that because she's 5-6 on the year. Now, she knows about pressure. She was in the state championship softball game last June, 246 strikeouts. And she would love to pitch two through the hoop right here with her team up two. 41.6 to go for Kemp. In and out, back in.
Big free throw.
She has five. War 27 on the softball diamond, wearing 14 and getting the start with Brooklyn Gibson out for the rest of the season with a knee injury in the regional semi. Kemp second, two bounces, no good. Down three, they don't have to go for three here. Here comes Owensboro, right to left. Top of the key, handoff. Sprinkles, had to hit a shot all day against her former teammates. He's got a bunch of timeouts to burn. He didn't like what he was seeing with the pressure from Anderson County. And the timeout called by the seventh-year head coach, Jansen Walker. Let's go to his huddle. 30 seconds to go, down three. As I said, as the live action was going, you don't have to go for three yet.
No, you don't have to go for three. Now, if they get a good look with a good shooter, absolutely go ahead and take that three. But you would like to get something going to the basket, maybe draw the and one, get to the free throw line, score with the clock stopped.
Game recap here. 9-0 for Owensboro in the first quarter. No points for Henderson County for 4-12. Had another 7-0 run in the second quarter on 10 of 20 shooting to begin. They were up 26-14. From that point, they went 12 minutes, 10 seconds without a point. 0 for 17 from the field, got outscored 15-0.
And they're 3 of 15 from three-point line.
Good three-point shooting team of the year at 28%. 30 seconds to go, down three. Inbounds to Sprinkle. No, to Carter Swanigan. Drives, banks down the right of the lane, missed it. Defensive rebound, Kemp. She's fouled where she was 1 of 2 moments ago.
Well, they got something going to the basket. She just couldn't knock it down that time.
Hughes fouled on the rebound. Think it was a good enough shot?
No, I mean, Henderson was in her face.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, if anything, she should have tried to create some contact. She pulled up a little soon.
Two shots here, 24.1 to go. Trying to make it a two-possession game for Anna Kemp. Back iron nose. She's missed two in a row.
They need this one.
Committed to Missouri, the junior, to play softball in a couple of years. One more for Kemp. 42-39, up by three, 24 and a tick. Got it, four-point lead. Biggest lead's been six, biggest deficit 12. Got to hurt. Here comes Carter Swanigan. Across the dividing line, 20 to play. Left side corner, Sapp passes it up. Carter Swanigan, three ball, no. Rebound pulled down. Henderson County looking for the quarterfinals on the rebound by Green. Green driving in. Eight to play. Owensboro chasing, not fouling. And Henderson County 3 seconds away. And they got a timeout. I think they saw the trap coming, but with the way the clock operation is, there's no way you can lose the ball game now because it doesn't stop after a make. So 2.2 to go. Want to come back for Henderson County. And because we do different times, here's what's going to happen. They get the win. They'll play in the 8:30, the last quarterfinal game Friday. And they'll get the winner of one that will be played at 8:30 tonight. Cooper at 29-4 against Danville Christian at 29-2. So a little bit more rest for the winner of this one as they will play 7 hours earlier as far as a tip-off.
Yeah, and that always helps. You get to get a little bit more time, get some food in you and rest those legs a little bit longer, hydrate and be ready to go.
Owensboro will drop. Its season will end 22-12. Henderson County will go 26-7. They made the Final Four last year. All Final Four teams from last year. The runner-up, the champion, the two semifinalists, all in this tournament field again this year. 43-39, Henderson County. They were down 26-14. Since then, it has been all Henderson County, as they have outscored the opponent 39-14, if my quick math is right. 39-25, I should say. Smiles on one end, tears on the others. They bring it in, no foul. And from 12 down, Henderson County plays shut down defense in the midsection of this game to move on. What was the difference, Mina?
Well, I think start the second half, Henderson County came out and played superior defense, and defense creates offense. They came down, knocked down some big shots, and, you know, Italia Green, she was the difference maker for them. and defense travels. So they're traveling on to the next game of the Sweet 16.
Down 26-14, a 29-13 end to take the victory. On to the quarterfinals, 43-39 against the winner of the game later tonight, Cooper or Danville Christian. Let's get the star of the game. Let's go over to Carl Dathian.
And our Blue Oval electrifying player of the game is Italia Green, 17.7 rebounds. Congratulations on the victory. Didn't come easy.
Yeah, it didn't come easy. We really had to work hard, and it was a big rivalry game. So with one of our starters being out, we really had to pick up the pace.
What about turned the game for you? Because you had a slow start.
Yeah, we just really wanted to win, and we talked to each other as a team. It was like, we just need to hit shots and rebound and hustle.
All right, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
And that is Italia Green, 17 points. And that's our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. And now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
The final score, it is Henderson County advancing 43-39 over Owensboro High School here at the Girls Sweet 16. More post-game activities coming up. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Traditional Bank is participating in the Welcome Home Program, providing eligible homebuyers with grants up to $25,000 to help with down payments and closing costs. The program aims to support honorably discharged veterans, surviving spouses, and active duty military personnel, along with other qualified homebuyers. Funds are limited and will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Learn more about the Welcome Home Program today at traditionalbank.com/welcome home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's stuffrecycling.com. We are your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
They muscled their way back into the game and with a victory. You muscle your way back with chocolate milk. To learn more about Milk's Balanced Nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. Down 12, Henderson County. And on the ropes, they had been outscored 9-0 and then 7-0. And it was at 3:24 where they were behind 26-14. From that point on, one of the largest defensive stops you've seen in a tournament, 12 minutes, 10 seconds, where Owensboro didn't score a point, missed 17 straight shots. Meanwhile, Henderson County scores 15 in a row, and it was a one-possession game a lot of the way. But Henderson County able to overcome what turned into a 14-turnover game. They only forced 9, but they shot better tonight. 39% or this afternoon, 39% to 27%. Much better from 3. Both teams took 16 shots, 7 hit by Henderson County, 3 by Owensboro. But in the second half, Owensboro goes just 0 of 10 from three in the second half. Couldn't hit one. And for the game, they go 18.8%, 3 of 16. So you see the difference. 50% in the second half from the field for Henderson County and 11.5 for Owensboro. They were living right. They were turning the opposition over, and then the wheels kind of came off. How good was Henderson County's defense?
Oh, fantastic. I think it was the difference in the game, along with the shooting of Italia Green, stepping up, knocking down a lot of big shots. But Henderson's defense really took Owensboro out of their offensive execution. Fantastic defensive display there in the second half by Henderson County.
Well, Stephen Hale, in his first year, took over for his dad, the number two all-time winningest coach in the state of Kentucky, retired after 37 years, 821 wins. And Stephen graduated from Henderson County, where he coached under his dad for a while, but the last 2 years at Davis County, where he was 32-29. His brother Ryan is the boys coach at Webster County, so a coaching family. And Stephen Hale's got to be very happy with the way his team came back and, again, did it without one of their star players, who went out with a knee injury in the regional semifinal, and her season unfortunately done. But just a sophomore, good news, no ACL to Brooklyn Gibson. But they had to put Anna Kemp in, the great softball pitcher, and Kemp was able to do the work she needed to do, hit foul shots there at the end, hit 2 of 4 enough to make it a two-possession game, and also led him in rebounding with 11. We'll tell you more about that in a second as well. And Stephen Hale got to be happy with his first ever Sweet 16 victory as a head coach.
You know, we started off behind at the beginning. You know, we were trying to play some zone and things on them. They got hot from three, kind of had to switch it up, went to more of our half-court man-to-man, which is what we played more of all year. And, you know, I just can't talk enough about the defensive effort in the second half. We allowed 13 points. I told the girls before the basketball game, for us to win, it was going to have to be in the 30s or very, very low 40s, especially with Brooklyn being out. And, you know, we lost some of our firepower there on offense. But defensively, we still have enough pieces to hold things together. And, you know, just to allow 13 points there in the second half is just, you know, just a testament to the defensive effort that they put forth all season.
Give up just under 42 a ball game, and again, as he said, 13 in the second half after giving up 19 in the first quarter and trailing by 10. We'll give you more after this. Henderson County moves on with a 4-point win over Owensboro on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Thank you. Calia Green had 14 of her 17 in the second half, hit two big threes, 6 of 13 from the field. Our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the game is her teammate Anna Kemp with 11 boards coming in to get the start. What with the star, one of the stars inside, and Brooklyn Gibson injured. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. And Kemp, the softball star, brought it today, also with 2 blocks, 2 steals, 2 assists, 3 assists for Adeline Gish today. And on the other side, 15 for Carter Swanigan and 13 for John, 5 of 13. And boy, Shaylin Sprinkles moved after 2 years at Henderson County in the Sweet 16 to Owensboro. And a day she would like to forget. 0 for 8, 0 for 4, did hit 4 foul shots, did have 2 assists, but just couldn't come up with the big shots there in the second half as they only scored 13 points. And so our difference maker of the game today, and you could pick a lot, but let's go to a young lady in Adeline Gish who scored 6 points, 1 rebound, had 3 assists, 3 turnovers, but played 23 minutes and stayed out of foul trouble. She was on the precipice being knocked out with 4 fouls. I just thought she kind of had some glue against the pressure of another point guard on the other side.
Well, I felt the same way. I thought she was kind of the glue that kind of kept the whole Henderson County team together. And playing with those 4 fouls and continuing to play without fouling out is huge. But she also handled the ball most of the time, got Henderson in the sets they needed to be in, and just was a good floor general for Henderson County. Great job.
Yeah, found the three-point shooters out there as well when they hit 7 of 16, while Owensboro went 3 of 16. So Adeline Gish, the KEA difference maker of the game. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket? Off to the quarterfinals goes Henderson County with a 4-point win over Owensboro, their opponent to be determined tonight. We'll put a wrap on it when we come back after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEAMetal.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Minot Todd provided analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Staubelmeyer, who brought you the play-by-play final score. Henderson County 43, Owensboro 39. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.